Giles, here's a very quick one for you, and it is from Rob, who's in London.
Is it possible that dopamine neurotransmitters are playing a critical role in the regulation of food intake? Why do I feel so happy when I see my food arriving?
Usually, in my case, it's because I've been sitting for ages in the restaurant, but what's he actually getting at, Giles?
So I think, first of all, we feel happy when food arrives because the anticipation of food and actually when the taste of food will tickle a set of neurons in the brain that releases dopamines that actually makes you feel happy. Now, why would this be the case? You eat, I think, primarily to fulfill a metabolic need. So in other words, I have burned 1,000 calories, I need to eat 1,000 calories. The problem is that you need to eat more than 1,000 calories, say 50,000 years ago in the Serengeti, because you're not guaranteed your next meal. And so what happens is you have to eat more than you need to buffer against the time when you actually don't have enough food. In order to make your body fight the I'm slightly full feeling to eat more, the chocolate cake when it arrives, for example, it makes the chocolate cake taste so good, you know, and so it's the so-called dessert tummy. The dessert tummy is actually in your brain. So the dessert tummy are actually the dopamine neurons in your brain making the chocolate cake taste good so that you'll continue to eat it, even though you're stuffed with 2,000 calories of venison.
And that's the making room even though you're full feeling, that pretty, circuit in process. When you say to the kids, eat your greens, and they say, no, I'm full. And then you say, would you like some chocolate cake for afters? And they suddenly have room for it. That's that system.
It's that system. And the key thing there as well is caloric density. So, for example, when you're actually thinking about eating your greens, because they're packed full of fiber, the number of calories for every given, you know, gram of celery, as we talked about, is not that high. Whereas chocolate, which is high in fat and sugar, then for every given gram, you get a lot of calories, which means that you can actually stuff them in all the little areas of your full stomach to make sure that you eat as much as possible. But the problem is, okay, in the time when there was a feast and famine, the problem is this has become toxic in our feast environment and is part of the problem with obesity today.
And just finishing the show where we began, Giles, you began and I took you to task about Monster Munch and things. I was just kidding. But how is the vegan diet working out for someone who normally, you would normally eat a normal sort of Western diet and you've put yourself on this vegan diet regime? How's it working out?
It's very interesting. I can't eat enough. Okay. And so I've dropped half a stone in 3 weeks.
I was going to say, you do look like you've lost a bit of weight. So you're saying you physically cannot eat enough to feel full?
Nah, no. So what happens is I get full when I'm eating, but the food I'm getting full on is calorically less dense. So, you know, lentils and celery or something. You know, I'm just eating of the stuff where I'm mechanically full, but because I'm getting less calories out of it, then I get hungry quicker. Now, I don't tend to be a grazer, you know, I don't tend to actually snack a lot. And so I am actually getting into caloric deficiency. My wife's very excited about this, that I'm losing weight, it has to be said. And so it's been very interesting for me, I have to say. And so I have lost the weight even whilst not cutting down on my food. I've been eating. I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to have a great big bean burger, but I'm going to feel hungry later in the evening. And because I can't eat pudding, I can't have apple pie, I can't have anything with eggs or butter in it, I'm then not going to be able to have pudding to get my dessert tummy, to tickle my dopamine neurons.
How have you coped with it? Because a lot of people say when they change their diet quite radically, all of a sudden they find that they do not feel right for a while, probably because their microbiome is a bit upset and they've tuned their microbiome to eating what they normally eat, and then they suddenly make a diet switch and they say it takes a while to settle down. Are you coping okay with the total diet switch?
I'm coping okay. I have to say that the first week and a half, I realize I'm only a few weeks in, I got a bit windy, shall we say. So but the windiness has gone away. So no, there was definitely an adaptation of my gut microbiome to this drastic change in my diet.
And do you think you'll carry on doing this afterwards, or are you going to be so glad to get back to a bacon sandwich?
There are a lot of people out there who are getting all ready to be offended by me doing this. But the reality is, I think I'll probably stick to vegan 2 to 3 times a week, actually. I think it's been good. I do think I eat too much meat. I do. And now that I've actually spent nearly a month learning vegan recipes, I'm excited and I'm not as scared to actually cook the food. I think 2 to 3 times a week vegan is something that I probably will stick to.
Good message there for all of us, and food for thought as well. Thank you very much, Giles. You'll have to tell us how you get on later.